Hello, we have cards for September 20th and 21st, and they are the Knight of Coins, the Ace of Coins, and the Page of Swords. Watch and learn are the first words that came to me when I drew these cards, because the Page of Swords, the notorious card of the spy, is doing both. This is the suit of the government, the tax man. But the Page of Swords is not the man. Pages are just collecting information and reporting back. They are messengers, essentially, and always report back to the court or the king. The suit of swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is also the suit of the law. The law. The medieval Scapini Tarot by Luigi Scapini is one of my favorite decks, but the Page of Swords is not pictured as a curious young soldier type, standing upright and at the ready, holding a sword that is way too big for him or her. I have to laugh because when I first put the cards down from the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, I saw the page and got a fox in the hen house feeling. When I looked at the Scapini version, the page's sword, held point down by a page that doesn't really look at all that youthful, has a fox's head as a handle. There is a black cat on the Scapini card who seems to be walking in front of the strange-looking lipstick-wearing page, who is famous for anonymous infiltration. But even the black cat is looking back over his shoulder at this character as if even he is wondering what the page is really up to. In the past position is the slow but steady Knight of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, who rides, or rather sits, on the back of a large draught horse. They're not built for speed. Neither is the tortoise, whose image we see carved into the large gold coin or shield carried by the Knight of Coins. I realized when I'd mentioned mountains and the appearance of mountains representing obstacles, I needed to expound upon that bit of surface knowledge, and so did a bit of research, in a Page of Swords sort of a way. On some cards, they are challenges to come. On some, they have been obstacles that have been overcome. Blue mountains strike me as dreams and goals. The Knight of Coins shows a long stretch of gradually rising road, a steady flow. The road is a rich, earthy, reddish clay color. The reward, and it's a big one, is in the center. The Ace of Coins, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and one's patience and perseverance has paid off handsomely. The Ace of Coins is a very welcome card and represent gifts, birthday gifts, both physical and inherent or inherited, but also golden opportunities or offers, literal gold, rings, money, even the crown. Knights and pages are all over the place. This is both a goal that has been a long time coming, but has been reached, whether it's buying a house of your dreams or considering the Ace of Earth is a new beginning, as are all aces, more baby potential. Job seeking, someone younger may want yours. There is an age difference here. You may even be sought out for your experience, or someone has their eye on your money or property and wants to know how you got it and how they can get it. Mercury is still in retrograde, and blasts from the past are still to be considered. You may be being considered for an award of some kind. Congratulations is always the first word that comes up when the Ace of Coins shows up. Sky is gray and cold on the mighty Ace of Gold, as is the cloud from which the gift of the coin emerges. You could be looking for a new home, either somewhere warmer or colder. The slow-moving knight is patient. You may be hired to do something anonymously or from behind the scenes. Here's a quote for you. He is a burden-bearer and yet rides in a carriage, thereby exciting robbers to attack him. Burden-bearing is the business of a small man. A carriage is the vehicle of a gentleman. When a small man rides in the vehicle of a gentleman, robbers will think of taking it from him. When one is insolent to those above him and oppressive to those below, robbers will wish to attack him. So says the I Ching, Book of Changes. Or dogs. Dogs are horrible to tortoises. Their shells bitten and beaten, they still win the race, eventually.